This is Alive with Joseph.
Glory to God. Amen and amen. Are you ready for what the Lord will do this morning? Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Okay, let's get into scriptures this morning. 2 weeks ago, I laid a foundation. We built on it a bit on what I titled Emerge by Light. Now, under that series, we're looking at what I titled this morning, Direction by Light. Direction by Light. When you got born again, you were dressed in righteousness. When you got born again, you were dressed in righteousness. You wore the garment of righteousness. Born again gives you the garment of righteousness. God took also his tag of identification, who is the Holy Spirit, and put it on you. We established that 2 weeks ago. Now God took his tag of identification, who is the Holy Spirit, and he placed that tag of identification on you, whereby wherever you go to, the Holy Spirit becomes your tag of identification. He placed that tag of identification on you. You are wearing the garment of righteousness by being born again, and also the tag of God's identification, who is the Holy Spirit, is also on you. Please repeat these words after me. Say, I have the Holy Spirit. Thunder, I have the Holy Spirit because I am born of God. Thunder, one more time. I have the Holy Spirit because I am born of God. If you believe it, say amen to that. So you have that tag on you, and it identifies you everywhere and anywhere you go. Everywhere you are found, anywhere you are found, that tag of identification, who is the Holy Spirit, announces you that you are the Son of God. It announces to that atmosphere, to that territory, that a Son of God has entered into the place. Now, understand as well that there is no fellowship between light and darkness. Light shines in darkness, the scriptures tells us in John chapter 1, and the darkness cannot comprehend it, or the darkness cannot handle it. So the Holy Spirit is already on you as a born-again child of God. He is your seal of victory. The Holy Spirit is your seal of victory. You are his, he is yours. You are in Christ, and Christ is in you. You are his, he is yours. You are in Christ, and Christ is in you. Amen. Now, when you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 14, let me show you something there quickly. It says, therefore, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Spirit there in capital S talks about the Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are already being led. The scripture makes it clear that you and I are already being led. He is not planning to lead us. We are already being led. That is why you and I must submit to that leading. We must submit to that leading. Something is echoing. You must submit to that leading. We are already being led. You must submit to that leading. So, born again is a birth into the leading of the Holy Spirit. It is a birth into the leading of the Holy Spirit. He said, for as many as are led, we are being led by the Holy Spirit. We are not, you know, he is not planning to lead us. We are already being led. And born again is a birth into the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is why he said, as many as are led, not as many as will be led. As many as are led. The only reason why someone may not be led is if they are not born again. If you're not born again, then you're not being led. And that is why I keep saying, if you're not born again, you need to be born again, because the only one that are led are those who are born again. Help me ask your neighbor one more time this morning. Are you born again? Ask them, are you born again? Amen. Hallelujah. If you ask that question and you're feeling somehow, it may be that you're not born again. And it will be my joy to lead you to Jesus. Amen. Are you understanding me this morning? So born again is a birth into the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is why he said, as many as are led, not as many as will be led. So new birth is a birth into direction. New birth is a birth into direction. Born again is a birth into direction. As many as are led, not as many as will be led. So the leading there is not futuristic. The leading there is what took place when you got born again. The leading is not futuristic. The leading is what took place when you got born again. It's in the past. It's what took place when you got born again. The leading is also the seal of identification. The leading by the Holy Spirit is a seal of identification. They are led. That is why they are the sons of God. He didn't say they will be the sons of God first. Afterwards, they will be led. No. The identification, or the thing that identifies them, the seal of identification, is they are led. What identifies that person as a son of God is because they are led. He says to us, what authenticates your sonship is the leading. What authenticates your sonship is the leading. So he says, no, that as many as are led, they are the ones who are the sons of God. And he now says, we know sons. How do we know sons of God? We know sons of God because they are the ones that have been led by the Holy Spirit. They are not confused. Being led, understand, is your heritage in Christ. Being led is your heritage in Christ. That is why you and I must continuously pray to know the leading. You don't pray to be led. No. You are already being led in Christ. Being led is already your heritage in Christ. What do? You pray to know the leading. You pray to know the leading. Being led is your heritage in Christ. When you got born again, you were born into leading. You were born into direction. When you got born again, you were born into leading. As many as are led, they are the sons. What authenticates you as a son of God is that you are being led by the Holy Spirit. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Please give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Now, the word led in that scripture in Romans 8, the word led in that verse carries the thought of union with another. Let me ask Amu to come, please. Amu, please come. It carries the thought of union with another. The word led in that scripture carries the thought of union with another. Now, I'm holding Amu. Now, I'm going to lead him. Wherever I go, he goes. Wherever I stop, he stops. Why? Because the word led means is a union with another. So as I'm going, Amu is following me. When I stop, what happens? He stops. Why? Because I'm leading. We are in union. And because we're in union, he will not take any step that I didn't take. When I take one step, what does he do? He takes the same step. When I turn around, what does he do? He does the same thing. When I move forward again, what does Amu do? He follows. Why? Because we are in union. He cannot take a step that I have not taken. Why? Because we are in union. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise. Thank you so much, Amu. So when you got born again, the way Amu was united with me, that is how you were united with God. So naturally, it should be that where God goes, you go. Where God goes, you go. The believer should never be confused. The challenge is the believer is ignorant. The challenge with the believer is ignorant. The believer should never be confused because I am in union with Amu. Wherever I go, he goes. Wherever I stop, he stops. That is what happened at new birth. At new birth, you entered into union with the Almighty God. So confusion has no place in your life. But the challenge is most believers are ignorant of what has happened to them. So to be led means you are in union with God. To be led means you are one with God. You go where he goes. You stop where he stops. I pray for you today. May you not go where God has not gone to, in the name of Jesus. I say, may you not go where God has not gone to, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So because you are in union with God, his victory is your victory. His glory is your glory. His success is your success. You cannot be lost. Why? He cannot be lost. You cannot be oppressed by devils. Why? He is not oppressed by devils. Why? You are in union. You are in union. You are in union. Where God goes, he goes. Where he goes, he goes. Where he stops, he stops. His victory is your victory. His success is your success. His glory is your glory. When the devil looks at you, he doesn't necessarily see you. He sees what Jesus has done. But the challenge is, many believers are ignorant. Give Jesus praise this morning. Many are ignorant. Now, this led speaks of followership. It speaks of followership. It means union. To be led means you are in union with God. The word led also by the Spirit implies partnership. It implies fellowship. It implies oneness. The word led implies partnership, fellowship, oneness. 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 Never forget this. Don't forget this equation. Fellowship, partnership, oneness. Partnership, fellowship, oneness. Oneness, fellowship, partnership. Whichever way you want to arrange it. But don't forget this equation. Hallelujah. So the word being led there by the Spirit implies partnership, fellowship, and oneness. Now, follow me quickly. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Look at something there. It says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. You are joined to the Lord by being born again. The day you got born again, you were joined to the Lord. You and the Lord are what? One spirit. Listen, 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 listen. Let me ask you, please be honest with me. Can devils, the little knowledge you have about God, can a demon go and slap God? Be honest. It's not a trick question. Isn't it? It can happen. Now, you are one spirit with God. The demons who come to slap you, where are they coming from? How are they gaining access? Because he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit with God. You are one spirit with God. Are you understanding me? The TPT actually puts it this way. Amu, please come with my illustration. The TPT puts it this way. But the one who joins himself, let's read it together. Let's read it together. Everyone, at the count of three. One, two, three. Let's go. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is mingled into one spirit with him. Let's read it one more time. But the Lord, the one who joins himself to the Lord is mingled into one spirit with him. So that means you and God are one. When we look at you, we see God. Are you understanding me now? We cannot differentiate while you are mingled. Oh, Jesus. You know, this is salt. You see salt. And this is water. I'm putting a little bit of salt in this water. Now, after this salt dissolves, will you be able to know that salt was in this water? You can't, isn't it? If I keep this glass of, if I give you this glass of water without telling you I've put salt in it, you will drink it without knowing that there's salt in it, isn't it? Why? Because the salt has mingled with the water. This is what happens to you when you got born again. You were mingled with God. That is why when God looks at you, he doesn't see you. He sees Jesus, because you are mingled. Both of you are now looking alike. Can you see? The salt, oh, it has dissolved completely. You can't even see anything. That is why when the devil comes near, do you know why most of you have not been destroyed since? Because God, when the devil looks, he sees God. Some of you, while you were sinning, Satan would have destroyed you in the midst of that sin. He would have chopped off your head. But he can't, because why? When he looks at you, he sees Jesus. Something stops him, which restrains him. Remember when he said to Job,
that when God asked him, have you seen Job? He said, is it not because you have put a hedge around Job that each time I want to touch Job, I can't touch him because you have a hedge? Around Job was a hedge, but you don't have a hedge. The hedge lives on the inside of you. So the hedge cannot be broken because you and this hedge, you are one. Give Jesus praise this morning. Thank you so much, Amu. You are mingled. You are mingled. You and him are one. You and him are one. I prophesy over you. The victory of Jesus becomes your victory in the name of Jesus. The victory of Jesus becomes your victory in the name of Jesus. Let your amen come like thunder. Give the Lord your praise this morning. The one who joins himself with God is mingled into one spirit with him. And direction is in this mingling. He has never abandoned you to find your way. Direction is in this union. You are in him, he is in you. He leads, you are led. Outside Christ, you will have no direction. Outside Christ, leading will not be possible. That is why you must be born again if you're not born again, because outside of Christ, leading is not possible. That is why where he goes, you go. Friends, you are led. And I pray for you, may you know where God is leading you in the name of Jesus. I said, may you know where God is leading you in the name of Jesus. May you know where God is leading you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So your prayer daily should be to know the leading. Your prayer daily should be to know the leading. Your prayer daily should be to know the reason why many believers are frustrated is because they don't know the leading. They don't know the leading. Let's look at it in the natural. When a person wants to undertake a journey, for instance, let's say undertake a journey to Zanin, and they don't know it's their first time of undertaking that journey to Zanin. What is the first thing you need? It's GPS. It's direction. You don't even need a car, because what is the use of entering a car? You don't know where you're going to. The first thing you need, before you talk of transport, the first thing you need is GPS, direction. When you find direction, then you start looking for vehicles. If you don't have your own vehicle, you go to the taxi rank and look for the taxi going to Zanin. Amen. That's my wife's village. Amen. You start looking for direction. You get to taxi rank now. You don't enter the taxi going to Johannesburg. You don't enter the taxi going to Mokopane. Why? You have direction on where you are going to. I pray for you this year. May you not lack direction in the name of Jesus. I say, may you not lack direction in the name of Jesus. The reason why many believers, year in, year out, they arrive at where they are not going to is because they have no direction. Your year cannot be fulfilling without direction. Anyone who has ever become anything of worth, anyone who has ever become significant in the kingdom of God, they are always products of direction. Hallelujah. The reason why many find themselves, and some will say, I don't know how I got here. The reason was lack of direction. Lack of direction. Hallelujah. When God wanted to make Abraham relevant, the first thing God did was to give him direction. When God wanted to make Abraham rich, the first thing God did for Abraham was to give him direction. That was the first thing. Follow me, Genesis chapter 12, quickly, verse 1. It says, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you direction. Come out. At this point, Abraham was so broke and poor. He was still living in his father's house, Haran. And God said, for me to bless you, I must start at the point of direction. And when you read further, he obeyed, followed the direction. The Bible said he was rich in cattle, rich in gold, rich in silver, rich in men servant, rich in messiah. To the point where Abraham had his own soldiers. When they attacked his cousin named Lot, he sent his own soldiers to go fight war. Listen, we're not talking about he has security guards. He has his own soldiers. Trained soldiers under him. That was how blessed that man was. I pray for you this year. May God lead you to where your blessing is in the name of Jesus. He subscribed to the direction of God. What brought the riches of Abraham was him submitting to the direction of God. When you also read further Genesis 26, there was a famine in the land and Isaac wanted to leave. Isaac wanted to exit, but God comes to him and tells him to stay in the same place where there was famine. The reason why most people leave a place when there is temporary famine is because of lack of direction. Remember what happened to Naomi? Naomi. The one that married Ruth and Oprah. Elimelech, yeah. Naomi's husband. There was temporal lack of bread in Bethlehem. He packed his bag and ran away. And he died. He died in a place where he went to look for bread. God said to Isaac, stay here. Don't go anywhere. In the same year, in the midst of famine, Isaac sowed in the land, reaped a hundredfold. He became an envy of the nation where he sojourned. Genesis 26 from verse 1 to 4. I read, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt. Many have taken a journey to Egypt. I pray for you. Let the mercy of God rest on anyone here that have taken their journey to where God has not prepared for them, in the name of Jesus. Anyone that have gone to where God didn't want you to go to, I release the mercy of God to bring you out, in the name of Jesus. He said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land. I will be with you in this land. I will bless thee, for unto thee and thy seed I will give all these countries, and I'll perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. I will make thy seed of to multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give unto thee all the countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. In your seed. Direction. My friend, prosperity is by direction. Hear me. Prosperity is not by connection. Prosperity is by direction. Prosperity is by direction. I'm giving you two examples. Prosperity is by direction. And I pray for you this year. May you prosper by direction, in the name of Jesus. I say, may you prosper by direction, in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, divine direction has no competition. The reason for the frustration of many believers, the reason for the shame and reproach and disappointment many believers face, is because of the lack of the knowledge of divine direction. They lack the knowledge of direction. They lack the knowledge of direction. My friend, you're not looking for direction. You were born again into direction. You just need to know. You need the knowledge of where God is leading you. You don't pray, Lord, lead me. Lord, no. What are you praying? No, he's already leading you. You pray, help, Lord, help me to know. That is why when you read the Pauline prayers for the believer, he will always say, that you may know, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know, because whatever you are looking for, God has given it to you. Prosperity, he has given to you. Healing, he has given to you. Breakthroughs, he has given to you. The challenge is, many are ignorant of what has been given. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amu, please come. Many are ignorant. So they are praying. And God is saying, no, I've given it. Let's assume I put this face towel in Amu's pocket. I've given it to him. And he doesn't know. So Amu keep asking. And I'm looking at him. What are you asking? Thank you. I like that. The prayer of many people. What's going on, God? And he's asking. And I'm looking at him. Like, Amu, you need to know, he's there with you. Now, the day his eyes opens, and he knows, he's there. Your true son. He now knows, he's there. That's when testimony happens. The day you prayed was not when God gave you answer. That was the day your eyes opened to see what God has already given to you. Therefore, I pray for you today. Everything God has given to you, may your eyes open to see, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. God bless you, Amu. Thank you so much. So you need to know where God is leading you. You need to know where God is leading you. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, the scripture says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seemeth right. It seemeth right. It looks right. All analysis have been carried out. It looks right. Everything has been properly assessed. Experts have given their expert opinion. It looks right. Everything looks right. But God says, the end, because I'm not involved, is death. There are sometimes some of you engage in things that professionals have advised you on. But that those things ends up being a disaster. It wasn't that the professional didn't give a good advice. You know, it seemed right. From the professional standpoint, it seemed right. But the professional cannot see beyond what they are seeing in front of them. That is why you subscribe to divine direction. Because God is able to see beyond what the professional have seen. It seemed right. It looks right. But you know, when we got married, he wasn't like this. When we used to date, he wasn't like this. He seemed right. He has changed. No, he didn't change. He seemed right. At that moment, love is blind. You were blind to what God was showing you. He seemed right. All the indices and analysis, pocket is full. Everything is ready. He seemed right. Nobody changes, you know. Say, she has just changed. No. He seemed right. She has always been a witch. It's just that he seemed right. He seemed right. She has always been like that. He seemed right. He seemed right. You looked at everything. If I don't marry this one, remember Samson. If I don't marry this one, I'm not marrying anybody again. He seemed right. He said, but the end is destruction waiting. I pray again for anyone. You have entered into a business deal that seemed right, but now you're going through all kinds of battles. I release the mercy of God to bring you out in the name of Jesus. And for you that is in marriage, I release the mercy of God to help correct it. It's not bringing you out. It corrects it for you in the name of Jesus. It seemed right. So you want me to pray to bring you out? No, I ain't praying that. I won't pray that one. Find someone else to pray it for you. Not me. I'm praying that one. God will give you mercy to correct it. Whatever needs to be corrected, it has to be corrected. Amen. So there are sometimes you engage in things that professionals advise on, but it ends up in disaster. Why? It is not how the journey started. It is how it is going. The end is the issue. Why? Because the way seemed right. But when the person got to the end, what was waiting for them was destruction. But when God is on the direct, is the one directing you, the end will always be glorious. When God is the one at the driver's seat, the destination is guaranteed. The destination is secure. I pray for you this year. It will be a glorious year for you in the name of Jesus. As the Lord directs you this year, I prophesy it will be a glorious year for you in the name of Jesus. Listen, as a believer, your principal asset is your identity. Your principal asset is divine direction. Principal asset in your identity is divine direction. Inherent in your DNA as a believer is direction. You are not in need of direction, but you need the knowledge to know what you have. You need the knowledge to know where God is leading you. And I pray for you this year, it will be a glorious year for you in the name of Jesus. Listen, the year is still 3 months. There's still 9 months left. I declare you will enjoy this year in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, that God gives you all things to richly enjoy. And that includes 2025. I prophesy, 2025, you will enjoy it in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen like thunder. You will enjoy this year in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Oh yes, you will enjoy this year. It will not end in pain. It will end in glory for you. When you are in divine direction, anything becomes a tool or a servant to give you understanding of direction. And I prophesy over you, may you not fight against divine direction in the name of Jesus. I declare, may you not fight against what God is using to direct you in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me, say, I am light. I am in Christ. I am led by the Holy Spirit. Thunder, I am light. I am in Christ. I am led by the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. Job chapter 8. No, John chapter 8. John 8. John 8. My time is up. Okay. John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Listen, every believer has a heritage in Christ. And one of that heritage is direction. One of the heritage in Christ is direction. You are one spirit with the Lord. Direction. Direction. God has never abandoned us to find our way around life. He leads us, we follow. You are light, and you must walk in light. You are light, he is light, you walk in light. In him, Christ, you are led. In him, Christ, you are led. In him, Christ, you are led. Being led is the fruit of Christ's redemptive work. Direction is what Christ has done in you, the born-again believer. And it is a function of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Direction. The Father has bestowed on you blessing in Christ. Those blessings in Christ are for you. Anything found in him is yours. And direction is found in him. Direction is yours. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus, who hath blessed us. He's not planning to bless you. He hath in the past blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You are blessed with all, not some. You are blessed with all. Thunder, I am blessed with all. The blessing came with your new birth. It came with your new birth. The blessing came. And part of the blessing that came with your new birth is direction. It came with your new birth. It came with your new birth. Direction came with your new birth. You are to take that direction and enjoy it. Why? It is the provisions of redemption. The grace of God has provided you direction. You are now to receive the direction provided. You are blessed. And because you are blessed with all spiritual blessing, no devil can curse you. Listen, hear me, friends. No devil can curse you. And I pray for you today. Any curse spoken in your direction, I command it to return back to wherever it is coming from. In the name of Jesus. I return those words back to where it is coming from in the name of Jesus. Anyone that have lifted their voice to curse you, let it return back to their head in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me. I am blessed. The curse cannot work on me. Oh yes, it cannot. You are blessed. It's part of the redemptive work of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many blessed people are in the house? Go ahead and celebrate the Lord this morning. You are blessed, my friend. And direction is one of those blessings. This year, God will lead you. You will not make mistakes in the name of Jesus. There are many that have made, you know, destiny-altering mistakes. And one area, I keep praying for you. You hear me, young people that is not married. Hear me, please, hear my heart. By the grace of God, I'm getting older. Amen. Amen. Tempo is laughing at me. By the grace of God, amen. Is it my white hair? I didn't paint it. No. It's for real. Hear me. Hear me. This year I'm turning 50. We'll celebrate it. 50 years. Oh, my friend. We'll have a party. I don't like celebrating my birthday, but this one, we'll have a party. Hey, prepare yourself. We'll have a party. Hear me, young person. If there's one area you don't want to make mistake, is marriage.
It will alter your life forever. You never recover from it. Even when people divorce and remarry, they never recover. And statistics have shown those who have divorced, they marry 2-3 times extra. You rather remain single than to venture into something you come out. And that's why you need direction. If there's one area you must pray intensely, that God help me know where you're leading me in the area of marriage. It's in the area of marriage. Lord, help me know where you're leading me. Please. Please. Don't jump into it. Don't marry because the guy's pocket is big. And don't marry because the lady has any skin color or anything. Let it be that God is the one directing you. Does God still give wives? He still does. He still leads you to the woman you will marry. Remember, he led Abraham's son, Isaac, to Rebekah. To every Isaac, there's a Rebekah. To every Rebekah, there is an Isaac. Am I saying that when you marry Isaac, things will not go bad? There will be battles. But because God has led both of you, somehow you will find a way out of it. For free. I'm giving you that for free. As a young person, please. Your faith in God guarantees direction. Let me close you with this. Just give me 2 more minutes. I'll say this. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6 quickly. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. It says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing, oh God, which is in you in Christ. Every good thing is already in you. Every good thing. He said that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ. Every good thing. We are not looking for every good thing. My friend, every good thing is already in you. Every good thing in Christ. Every good thing is already in you. There is no bad thing in you. That is why when anyone looks at you and say, you can become nothing, they lie. Because every good thing is in me. No man can look at you and disqualify you. And when I mean man, I'm talking about gender now. Nobody, no human being can look at you and disqualify. Why? Every good thing has already been given to you, is in you, in Christ. And it says here that you may acknowledge. The word acknowledge there also means deep in understanding. So your faith becomes effectual when your understanding is deepened of every good thing that belongs to you in Jesus Christ. The reason why many are not enjoying what has been given to them is because they don't have a deep understanding. Listen, let's put the scripture properly. Your faith becomes effectual when you have deep understanding of every good thing which is in you in Christ. Your faith becomes effectual when you acknowledge. Why? Because it is possible to pray and not have a deep understanding of every good thing that is in you in Christ. That is why often people are not receiving what they have prayed for, because they have no understanding of every good thing that is theirs in Christ. So the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ triggers the effectual working of your faith. The deep understanding of every good thing that is yours in Christ triggers the effective working of your faith. Your faith cannot work if you have no deep understanding of what has been given to you. It can't work. The word acknowledge in that verse is a Greek word called epignosis, which means precise, accurate revelation knowledge. Every knowledge on earth is subject to error. With all of man's best effort, every man's knowledge is subject to error. But here, the precise, accurate revelation knowledge comes from God. And he said, when you have the precise, accurate revelation knowledge
of every good thing given to you in Christ. When you have that knowledge, your faith can work. When you don't have, that knowledge, your faith cannot work. And that explains why many believers are not receiving manifestations. Hallelujah. Hear me, friends. Human knowledge is laced with errors. No knowledge on the planet Earth is accurate. But in the Holy Spirit, we have accurate, precise revelation knowledge. Why is it accurate and precise? It is by revelation. And that knowledge has been given to you by God. It has been given to you by God. And how do you activate that knowledge? Every time you pray in the language of the Spirit, you are pulling out exact, accurate, precise knowledge of God. Every time you pray in tongues, you are pulling out exact, precise, accurate knowledge of God. Can I give you this? Anytime you're confronted with any issue this period, don't react. Pray in tongues first. Pray in tongues first. Because as you do that, you activate accurate, precise, exact knowledge of God. By the time you confront the situation, you'll be functioning with the exact, accurate, precise revelation knowledge of God. Why? Because the Holy Ghost helps you to know what to do, helps you to know what to do per time. Repeat after me. Say, I have the Holy Spirit. Say, I have the Holy Spirit. Thunder, the Spirit of God is in me. And by the Spirit of God in me, I am free from confusion. Say, lift your voice in thanksgiving this morning. Some of you are at a crossroad. And what you need right now is the exact, accurate, precise knowledge of God. Please come. Sometimes the leading of God may appear like a hindrance, but he's leading you. Sometimes God is leading you. He sees. Remember, there is a way that seemeth right. You are looking at, there's nothing, no problem. But God is the one leading you. He sees a danger. What does he do? He pauses. Sometimes he pauses with your, he sees that they are robbing in front. And if you arrive there, you will become a victim. He causes a disruption on your car. And you think, you're binding, nothing is happening. But after a few minutes, the car starts, you move. You get to the front, you discover, they say, you came, you just missed it. It was the leading. Because sometimes he leads you. And he sees danger, he pauses. Sometimes we're going, and I'm seeing that, stay here, let me do this. Please follow me, carefully. We're going, and I'm seeing, I've seen the end, and we're going, I'm seeing trouble. There's an obstruction. I stop. I untie his shoes. So as he bends to tie his shoes, I quickly remove the danger. So he thinks that he's untying his shoes. He's tying his shoes. But it does not. It's me that have used the untying to delay him so that he will not walk into the danger. So I will continue leading. But if he refuses, when I untie his shoes, to stop and tie it, he sees it as, no, I will continue. He will walk into that trouble. And yet someone will say, but why didn't God warn me? He did. He didn't warn you by saying, my son. No. Sometimes what we call a hindrance is not a hindrance. In the natural, you're angry. But God is saying, sometimes you lost 100,000. What you would have lost was your life. It wasn't 100,000. So God pushed in the 100,000 to take the place of your life. Because he knows you will make many more hundreds of thousands when he leads you. Often it may not look like it, but stay with him. And I pray for you this year. Nobody will deceive you. Nobody will distract you. May God continue to lead you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give Jesus praise. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.